For countless centuries, the full moon was a time of monthly importance, even celebration. One reason was that the lack of artificial night lights meant that travel was perilous unless the moon was out and was bright. Moonlight really mattered until the 19th century. Yet few of these reasons and festivals and lunar calendars still remain. But a few of them unfold with today's full moon: Passover, Palm Sunday, and Easter. Passover and Easter's changing date is decreed by the motions of the moon. It starts out simple enough. Easter is the Sunday following the first full moon on or after the spring equinox, and that full moon is today. The earliest possible Easter would thus be produced if a full moon landed on the equinox, which the church assumes to be March 21st. And if this was a Saturday, then Easter would be the next day, March 22nd. It's an unlikely state of affairs. Equally improbable is the latest Easter, which paradoxically arises if the full moon lands one day sooner, March 20th, which, by the rules, forces us to the next full moon on April 18th. Then if that happens to be a Sunday, we must wait a week for the ensuing Sunday, bringing Easter to April 25th. So, a quick rule of thumb is that if there is a full moon in the week after the equinox, it'll be an early Easter that year. I hope you're writing this down. Passover is celebrated on the very day of that first post-equinox full moon, which means today. One consequence of all this means that you can count on seeing a full moon every Passover, and either a half moon or a football-shaped gibbous moon shining in the morning, daytime blue sky every Easter. Throw in a few more Jewish, Islamic, Hindu, and other ethnic holidays, and you've got the vestigial legacy of the moon's once far-reaching influence. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.